This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another deadline we're all going to have to deal with sooner rather than later. Taxes. Hours, as in they're due in like 6 weeks. The good news is that after filing your 1040, there is sometimes a refund. And for a lot of the working poor, that's the most money they'll see in their bank accounts all year. And it can go fast. So fast that sometimes it's spent before the check from Uncle Sam even arrives. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports for the Wealth and Poverty Desk on the refund frenzy in Nashville, Tennessee.
Vernon Sheridan and his wife are finishing up the paperwork to buy an entire new living room set.
We have green chairs to a chocolate table, and she wanted to keep the green tone.
Sheridan draws blood for a living. He's also a part-time divinity student online. Money does get tight, but with his refund on the way, Sheridan is at least feeling a little richer.
What it really feels like is we're getting free money, and you just don't know what to do with it. So you do what comes to mind, and that's buy furniture, vehicles, eat, take vacations. You know, you pretty much spend it the fastest way you can.
In fact, Sheridan is pre-spending. This furniture store attracts hordes of expectant refund recipients, says co-owner Wesley Griggs.
Even if people don't have their tax check, we can still get them their furniture, and they have 3 months to pay it off, same as cash. So they can have it now, and once they get the refund check, they can just pay it off.
So they can spend the refund check before they get the refund check.
That's correct.
Some retailers have come to depend on refund season. At the lowest income levels, families could be getting a third of what they make in an entire year. Griggs says they often come ready to spend.
I would probably say that during the first quarter, 75% of the clientele that walks in the store, they already know that they're spending their tax refund check on furniture.
Many companies run special promotions. A chain of used car lots called Automasters advertises a match for refund checks up to $1,500.
How is everyone doing, Mr. Phillips? Congratulations, you're very close to getting your new vehicle, which we're proud of.
Adrian Longoria is a fast-talking salesman, but he brushes off questions about whether he's preying on customers. Longoria sees the tax refund deal as a way to help people find reliable transportation.
Maybe the one time a year when they do have revenue for a down payment, it allows us to hopefully get them in a new car, truck, or van. Pre-owned, of course.
Still, a recent study by Harvard's Kennedy School found a remarkably small amount of tax refunds are spent on splurging. Sociology professor Catherine Eden says if big purchases are made, they're often an investment toward a better life.
They're very aspirational. They have, you know, high hopes, and, you know, they want to buy a washer and dryer so they can save the time they would spend schlepping, you know, the clothes to the laundromat.
According to the Harvard study, only about 10% of refund money goes into what might be considered binge spending. Melissa Cole is buying a stereo for her new car.
It didn't have a radio, so we just bought another one.
Cole purchased the 2004 Chevy Impala with her refund. The mother of two recently quit her job as a gas station clerk.
Yeah, it's hard to save up, especially I have two kids. So it's hard to save up money with bills and kids. So when you get your refund, it's there.
And now that refund is a car that Cole hopes will get her to her next job. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.